This is an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Arizona Highway Patrol Tremaine Jackson pulls women over late at night and detains them for hours, asking for phone numbers, nude photos, and what they would do to, quote, avoid arrest. Several lady victims report sex attacks. Jackson, 44, now charged with 61 counts of sex-related kidnapping and fraud. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, Jackson reportedly messaged several women that he pressured into giving their phone number. He also allegedly grabbed victims' hands and forcibly put them on his genitals. In one case, the officer pressured a woman to agree to give him oral sex. Jackson followed the woman to a friend's house where the woman ran inside and locked the door.
Jackson, of course, loses his badge and takes a plea deal with a 5-year prison sentence and lifetime probation's waiting for him once he does get out. A scuffle breaks out on a California high school women basketball court mid-game. Thaddeus Brooks steps in to break it up. The 39-year-old punches 3 16-year-old players, then gets a gun from his car, points it at students, threatening to shoot them.
Brooks fled the scene before Corona PD arrived, and the game was suspended before reaching its final quarter. Nancy, it's important to point out that Brooks has a criminal history, bearing 2 previous violent felonies and several drug charges. After the incident, the Corona-Norco Unified School District made a statement to assure students and families that there will be increased law enforcement presence at future sporting events.
Brooks, who's reportedly related to one of the players, arrested on multiple charges, including criminal threats, child abuse, and weapons. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A man suspected in a mass shooting in Central Florida last month was fatally shot by a police officer following a long chase and a carjacking. The car, driven by 21-year-old Alex Green, eventually crashed into a business in Winter Haven. That's a short distance from Lakeland, where 11 people were injured in the January 30th shooting. Lakeland Police Chief Sammy Taylor says detectives had hoped to bring Green in on an outstanding burglary warrant to talk to him about the shooting on January 30th in a neighborhood near downtown Lakeland, about 30 miles east of Tampa. A rancher who lives near Arizona's border with Mexico is being held on a charge of first-degree murder in last week's fatal shooting of a man tentatively identified as a Mexican citizen. His bail was set at $1 million. We hear more now from Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office in Nogales, Arizona, have confirmed that 73-year-old George Allen Kelly was arrested last week in the killing. Authorities believe the victim was 48-year-old Gabriel Ken Butamaya, who lived just south of the border in Nogales, Mexico, because of a Mexican voter registration card he carried. The killing occurred January 30th in the Keno Springs area just outside Nogales, Arizona. Sheriff's Chief Deputy Gerardo Castillo says the address where the killing happened is the same one listed in public records for Kelly's cattle ranch.
Details about the shooting are sketchy, and it's still unknown if the two men previously knew each other. Authorities have not given a motive. A Milwaukee police officer chased down a robbery suspect and has been fatally shot in an exchange of gunfire. The suspect also died from a gunshot wound. Authorities say the suspect ignored officers' commands and fled on foot as they arrived at the robbery scene around 1:15 a.m. Tuesday on the city's south side. One officer then caught up with the suspect and a struggle ensued. Both men fired their weapons. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman.
The officer, a 37-year-old male with over 4 years of service, sustained life-threatening injuries. He was transported to a local hospital. Despite the best efforts of medical personnel, he died of his injuries.
The suspect, a 19-year-old Milwaukee man, died at the scene. A cold case review using DNA evidence collected from the bodies of 2 Las Vegas women who were sexually attacked and strangled in the 1990s points to a man who died 6 years ago as their killer. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
According to Las Vegas police, Eddie George Snowden Jr. was the person who sexually assaulted and murdered 31-year-old Lori Ann Pereira in 1992 and 35-year-old Pearl Wilson Ingram in 1994. Because Snowden died in February 2017 at age 80 due to natural causes, authorities say no arrests will be made in either case. Ingram's body was found partially disrobed in a dumpster behind a supermarket not far from where Snowden used to live. Pereira's nude body was found 2 years earlier in the same area, bearing signs that her wrists and ankles were bound and she was beaten.
Las Vegas police say both of the victims died of strangulation.
Davian Irwin gets into monkey business at the Dallas Zoo. The 24-year-old intentionally cuts the enclosures, including habitats of clouded leopards, langur monkeys, and the emperor tamarin monkeys. One of the leopards, Nova, found out wandering the grounds. The tamarin monkeys found days later unharmed in an abandoned house. Irvin now charged with burglary and animal cruelty. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast.